The passage that was read to us from Jeremiah ends with a very sobering indictment against Judah, Judah being the southern kingdom that was left after Israel had gone into exile about 150 years earlier. And this is the indictment that we hear at the end of today's reading. This is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, and did not accept discipline. Truth has perished. It is cut off from their lips. What does this mean? When a nation turns away from God willfully, choosing to disobey him, truth perishes. It's cut off from their lips. Now think about it with me this way. Milk that has perished still has the appearance of milk from a distance. It looks just fine. But put it in a glass, and then put that glass to your lips, and what was anticipated as a cold glass of white smoothness to wash down those chocolate chip cookies that have just come out of the oven spoils an afternoon snack, especially if you don't have any more milk in the fridge. When truth perishes from our lips, it's not the milk that goes sour, it is our lives. When this happens at a national level, it leads to forms of what we know as totalitarianism, something Bishop Henry has been talking about recently. Think of how our prime minister is going to whip his caucus into voting in favor of euthanasia legislation, disregarding the conscience of liberal members of parliament. Think of what is happening in Alberta with Bill 10 and the government choosing to mandate an ideological agenda on all schools that contradicts Catholic moral teaching. Yes, when truth perishes and God is ignored, tyrants fill the void. And the 20th century is replete with examples of states deplacing God and declaring, "Thus says the state, you shall do what we say, or you will face the consequences." Sadly, though, as Jeremiah makes clear, people are so often deaf and even dead to God. People who should know better because they can't claim to be Catholics, like Prime Minister Trudeau. Our text begins with the prophet declaring, as he speaks for God, these words: "Obey my voice, and I will be your God. And you shall be my people, and walk only in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you." You see, when truth is upheld, human flourishing prospers. Think of the man in today's gospel. He's under the influence of the devil, and he's not able to speak. He's mute. But as Jesus is able to confront that deception within, remember, the devil is called the father of lies. It's the opposite of truth. And as he, Jesus, is able to confront the liar, the man is freed to speak truthfully. His mouth is opened, and we are told that the people are amazed. But sadly, those who should have known better, Israel's religious leaders, say Jesus is in league with Beelzebul, the prince of demons. Now, you need to know who Beelzebul was in order to get how great this insult is. He was a Philistine god worshipped at a place called Ekron. And his name is translated Prince Baal. And for the Jewish people, they mockingly changed the name to Lord of the Flies, or get this, they called him the Lord of Dung. The Lord of Dung. Wow, talk about truth perishing. Here they are saying that the Lord of Glory, Jesus Christ, is in league with the Lord of you-know-what, the devil. But this is our human propensity, to choose deception and to reject the truth. Listen to how Jeremiah put it. "Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but in the stubbornness of their evil will, they walked in their own counsels and looked backward rather than forward. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have persistently sent all of my servants, the prophets, to them, day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors did. Isn't that remarkable? Such, I believe, is a clear expression of what is sweeping over Canada. May we be a people alert to the perishing of truth, and may we, like Jeremiah, speak and live prophetically and also graciously. For we may not be able to stem the tide of totalitarianism Canada style. We can, like Jesus, touch the lives of individuals so that they can be freed from this terrible deception, so that their mute voices can be released, and with us, speak the truth in love.